I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests, hunger, poverty, and crime. Things are not looking good for Venezuela. But against insurmountable changes, prayer still has power. So stick with us to learn how you can be praying. And the Bible shows how God can use the most unlikely of people to accomplish His plans. And as it turns out, it's still happening today. We'll get to that story in a moment. But first, since late March, protests have overtaken the streets of Venezuela. Demonstrators accuse President Maduro of trying to seize total dictatorial power. Voice of America says in the last 3 weeks alone, 8 people have been killed in those protests. Steve Shantz is the International Vice President for Latin America and the Caribbean for Transworld Radio. He says until political peace is found, little progress can be made against another problem, the growing economic crisis.
On the ground, the situation there is very dire. And Venezuela has also seen an increase like never before of violent crime and poverty. Their inflation rate is currently at 679%, and they expect that by 2018, if things continue the way they are, that inflation will be up around 2,000%.
So as you might expect, tensions are high. Starving people are desperate people. But TWR is encouraging the church through the radio programming, and the church has become a hub of grace as they serve their communities. But they do need your support.
The Christians in Venezuela are asking us in North America to pray for them, to pray for a solution for the situation.
Next, tomorrow is Earth Day, and Food for the Hungry says care for God's creation is important for several reasons. FH's Gary Edmonds gives Kenya as an example.
About 30% of the population actually had forests. And when there were forests, the watershed was established and sustained, environment for animals, the crop life continued to flourish and grow. People were not as impoverished in those kind of a days. And then all of a sudden, people began to cut down all of the trees, the forest, to a place where it was recognized probably about 6 years ago that it was down to 3% of the land mass of Kenya actually had forests on it any longer. That increased drought conditions, that increased issues related to water. Poverty levels begin to rise quite dramatically.
Food for the Hungry supports reforestation projects, water sustainability, and teaches farmers good agricultural practices. And it's all done to the tenor of the gospel, as God commands us to steward His creation.
We'll actually teach them, you know, what are the biblical values? What is the biblical rationale or the reason behind doing what we're doing?
You can learn more about Earth Stewardship Ministries at missionnews.org. And from Earth Day, we turn to Bible translation. The Forum of Bible Agencies International, or FOBI, just ended its annual summit. And for just the second time in the forum's history, a deaf believer led one of the sessions.
There were several people in the audience who said that it was the best presentation out of the entire forum.
That's Rob Myers of Door International. Testify, the deaf presenter, is one of Door's consultants in training. But he was previously known as the one not even God could save.
He was feared in the Ethiopian deaf community. And he was known as somebody that you needed to stay away from. He first got involved in Bible translation, not because he was interested in translation itself, but because it gave him the opportunity to travel. And then all of a sudden, he encountered the story of Jesus' crucifixion. Testify had no idea what that crucifixion actually meant. But as he went through the process of beginning to translate that passage, and he suddenly realized everything that his Savior had done for him. And so that day he gave his life to Jesus, and his life radically changed. The gospel is for everyone. It's for the deaf. It's for the hearing. It's for the people who are far off from God or the people who think they are close to God.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. What if you could share the gospel just by cooking a meal in your kitchen at home? Well, now you can with the help of a special cookbook offered by Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Each of the recipes has a woman's faith story connected to it. Get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.